The ball out to the right-hand side by Richard O'Donnell to Ben Perkis, who juggles with it and then plays it forward to Cook. Cook over his head to Bradshaw, who lays it back to Cook. There are two men to Cook's left as he surges forward, forwards in some space, plays it forward to Sawyers, who flicks it back into the path of Cook, and I think it's come off a Notts County man. I think that will be an own goal. Saddlers are ahead. Gary Jones is lying down on his back, looking up into the air. Looked like an own goal from the Notts County midfielder, but either way, the Saddlers are ahead in the 17th minute. Own goal from Gary Jones. Notts County 0, Walsall 1. Out on the left-hand side, McLaughlin with a fierce ball into the box, looking for Thompson! And Gary Thompson scores on the volley from close range. Notts County equalised in the 31st minute. And that was all thanks to the great work from Stephen McLaughlin on the county left wing. A fierce whipped-in cross. Gary Thompson got in front of his marker and finished well from close range on the volley into the bottom left corner. Notts County back in it. 32nd minute, Notts County 1, Walsall 1. Sawyers to Bradshaw, edge of the box. Was that a handball from a Notts County player? Yes, it was. Hayden Hollis on the edge of the box, it looks like. The Saddlers players are pointing into the area and the referee has given a penalty. Handball there by Hayden Hollis. Bradshaw looking to take it past him. He was on the line of the 18-yard box, the Notts County central defender. The referee looked at his linesman. The referee, Simon Hooper, pointing to the spot. Hayden Hollis, the Notts County centre-half, handballing it on the edge of the 18-yard box, and Tom Bradshaw preparing to take the penalty now for Walsall. Right-footed, sends the keeper the wrong way, and Tom Bradshaw, with his seventh goal of the season, puts Walsall back ahead again. Are they heading for their first away win of the season? Tom Bradshaw slides on his knees in front of the jubilant Walsall fans in the Jimmy Cyril stand opposite. It's Notts County 1, Walsall 2.
Dean, another great performance and another deserved win.
Yeah, I thought we'd done really well today. You know, it's a tough place to come with the form they're in. 6 wins on the spin and 11 unbeaten. You know, we started the game really well. You know, Cookies had a great effort. They got saved just around the near post. But then we had to defend an awful lot of crosses for 5 minutes. I think they had 3 or 4 corners in the first 5 minutes. And we defended manfully. And, you know, we scored a really well-worked goal. Cookie, I'm sure, will lay claim to it. I'm not sure it went off. I think it went off there, lad. But he said it touched him as well. So, you know, to get the lead. But then they scored from a, you know, really good cross and finish. And, you know, but at half-time, I said to the players, just felt that we'd got the ball to remain and we hadn't worked off him enough in the first half. And we spoke about it half-time and second half. I thought it was excellent. We outnumbered them in midfield, moved the ball really well. Probably final end product wasn't quite there until we got the goal.
That says a lot about your side, though, and the character of it, that, you know, Notts County, best defensive record up to today in this league, 11 games unbeaten. You were at it from the off, weren't you?
Yeah, I thought first half it was a bit too end-to-end for my liking, you know. I mean, he's had to make a couple of saves. They had one off the line, but, you know, Petrasso skipped through a few of my players and, you know, OD's had to make a really good save and he's had a free header as well. So it was end-to-end and... you know, I just felt that we would get the advantage in midfield. It's a big pitch and our use of the ball at times can be really good. And, you know, we proved that second half.
Nice to have some good fortune on the road for a change, wasn't it? Certainly with the own goal in the first half. And what was your take on the penalty? It looked like it was a free kick originally given by the referee and then he pointed to the spot.
Yeah, I mean, from standing here, I didn't get much out of the fourth official to hear what was said, but he... I mean, he's pointing for the free kick. I mean, the lads have said it was a clear handball. But he's pointing for the free kick. They're wide up these days, so he's obviously asked the assistant referee's his position, which should be perfect. And he said he was in the box, so he's given the penalty.
Your attacking midfielders, I thought bossed it this afternoon. Ford meriting his place back in the side. You brought him back today. Sawyers as well, and Cook.
Yeah, no, they. You know, their front four are tough to play against. You know, Thompson's done really well, and the other three were all on loan. All good ball carriers, but I think we're the same. You know, Romain Sawyers, we all know what he can do. Jordan Cook playing in the wide area, you know, he come as a player who can play any of the front four players, and you know, he's getting his match fitness now. And Anthony Ford came on last week, and I thought he changed the game and deserved his place. So, you know, kept his place, and you know, Tom scored again from the penalty shot. So, really pleased with the attacking outlets we've got, but also what's behind them as well. Defensively, I thought we looked solid again against a team that's free scoring and winning at the moment.
you come on to sort of the defensive aspect of the game. Did it surprise you in the second half just how quiet Notts County were, or was that credit to your side for keeping them quiet? Richard O'Donnell only really forced into a save in injury time in that second half. A good save it was.
I think he has to be credit to the players. I thought we didn't give them much. We didn't give them much of the ball either. We kept the ball really well until we scored and probably, took a step back a little bit. But defensively, I thought Paul and the back five, I thought were outstanding, you've got to be in this league. And I know there were big question marks about Andy Butler going back, but as I said, I didn't feel that was a massive problem for us. I think James Chambers is outstanding in the centre-half and he's got a good partnership going. And say the back five, we needed that save from Richard O'Donnell from the free kick at the end. A bit of a dubious awarding of it, but he had to make the save and, we got the win.
You've not said it, I don't think, but I've certainly looked at it and think, let's judge your side when you're fully fit, when the squad is all fully fit. Sam Manton's back now on the bench today. You can start really looking up the table now, can't you?
You've got to be consistent. That's what we've started being. Players know that they've got to play at their best to keep the shirts because, at the end, Tom was shattered and got the signal from him that he was tired. Romain saw is the same, and I'm able to go and put Manny and Grimes on, who'd done so well in the week. You've got Sam Manton, who was our player of the year last year, who's just waiting to get into the team. But Michael Kane and Adam Chambers are doing really well. So, and we've got people battling for the wide areas. It's a battle all over the pitch, and that's the position that you want to be in. And, it's nice to have a fully fit squad, and it's a credit to the work that John Whitney has done in getting them all back.
Just very finally, what is it about the Saddlers in terms of how well you play against the top teams? Notts County here this afternoon, really on form, 11 games unbeaten. I'm thinking back to that Leighton Orient game at the start of last season. They went 8 games, winning the first 8. You tend to scupper all these teams, don't you?
I think it happened at Brentford as well when they was winning. I just think that we've got good players and they believe in themselves. They believe that they can go and get results against anybody in this league. We haven't been as consistent. We know that. We've had some poor performances on our travels, but, I don't like making excuses, but I haven't had a full squad to choose from. And, Reece Flanagan's been blooded. Billy Clifford's been blooded. Into the team, Liam Kinsella. We've had some good young lads who've got some really good experience from it. We just didn't get the results with it.